the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I. From the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. When my heart is overwhelmed, from the end of the earth will I cry unto thee. Lead me to the rock that is higher than I. When my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, when my heart is overwhelmed, lead me to the rock that is higher than I.
Hello, this is Pastor Lorne Richmond with this week's broadcast of Lead Me to the Rock. Thank you once again for joining us. I would like to mention just a couple things that are going on this week and in the coming weeks at our church to invite you to join us. This coming week, every morning from 9:30 to noon, we're doing Neighborhood Bible Time. And if you have children younger than teenage years, they're certainly welcome to join us every morning from 9:30 to 12 at the East Denver Bible Baptist Church. We'll give you those the information on location at the end of the broadcast. And then at 6 to 8:30 at night, the teenagers are out every night, and we'll have our awards program Friday night. But we'd certainly invite you to bring your children by. You don't have to be a part of our church. If you're just have some children, you'd like to get involved in learning the Word of God, they're certainly welcome to be with us this week. And then also on August 9th, we're having Back to School Sunday. And what that is, over the last several years, we've tried to give out school supplies for our kids, and we're setting a goal this year of trying to do 150 kids. And if you would like to have a part in that, maybe you have kids that have needs, well, we do ask that Sunday that you be with us in church. If you have that desire, supplies for your kids, come join us for church, and then after the church, we will give the supplies out. We will give as God supplies, and it's open to anybody to come. If you would like to help supply some kids, you can certainly contact us again with the information from the end of the broadcast. We're running out of time on that, but we'd certainly be happy to either have your kids come and get supplies, or if you'd like to help others to receive them, you certainly are able to reach us with that. This morning, I'd like to speak from Ezekiel chapter 22 in verse number 30. And I sought for a man among them that should make up the hedge and stand in the gap before me for the land, that I should not destroy it, but I found none. Okay, we're talking about standing in the gap. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, today help us to stand in the gap, to be the kind of people that you want us to be, and bless this broadcast in Jesus' name. Amen. Standing in the gap. Now, certainly in this time that this chapter is written in the book of Ezekiel, the Lord is indicting the city of Jerusalem for their wickedness. And I believe today, he was looking back then for someone who would stand in the gap to make up the hedge, it says, and to stand in the gap for me in the land, that he would not destroy it. But he said he didn't find anybody. And today, if we'd make a comparison to where we're at in America today, I think we're in a similar situation. We look at the book of Romans, chapter 3. It says, "What then? Are we better than they? No, in no wise. We have before proved both Jews and Gentiles that they are all under sin. As is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. There is none that understandeth, there is none that seeketh after God. They're all gone out of the way, they're together become unprofitable. There is none that doeth good, no, not one. Their throat is an open sepulchre, with their tongues they have used deceit. The poison of asp is under their lips, whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Their feet are swift to shed blood. Destruction and misery are in their ways, and the way of peace have they not known. There is no fear of God before their eyes. Now we know that what things soever the law saith, it saith to them who are under the law, that every mouth may be stopped, and all the world may become guilty before God. Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. Standing in the gap, God is looking for people today to stand in the gap, people who would stand in the gap in praying for others. In 1 Samuel said concerning King Saul, he said, I sin in ceasing to pray for you. Paul talks in the book of Colossians about ceasing to pray. And it's very important that we continue to pray for the needs of others. But there needs to be someone who's willing to stand, someone who's willing to make a difference. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verses 21 to 27, give us a little picture about the kind of people that God's looking for. It says, For after that, in the wisdom of God, the world by wisdom knew not God. It pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. For the Jews require a sign, and the Greeks seek after wisdom. But we preach Christ crucified, unto the Jews a stumbling block, and unto the Greeks foolishness. But unto them which are called, both Jews and Greeks, Christ the power of God, and the wisdom of God. Because the foolishness of God is wiser than men, and the weakness of God is stronger than men. For we see your calling, brethren, how that not many wise men after the flesh, not many mighty, but not many noble are called. But God hath chosen the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. God hath chosen the weak things of the world to confound the things which are mighty. And the base things of the world and things which are despised hath God chosen, yea, and things which are not, to bring to naught things that are, that no flesh should glory in his presence. In the book of Isaiah, we see a man by the name of course, Isaiah, the prophet here, and we see him standing before the Lord. He had a vision, and the Bible says, happy is the man that keepeth the law, and where there is no vision, the people perish. And Isaiah had a vision. He saw God high and lifted up, and he saw the holiness of God. And I believe each of us, first of all, need to see our own weakness in comparison to the holiness of God. And we acknowledge, as Isaiah did, that we are a people of an unclean lips. And we need his cleansing. And the scripture, as David said in the scripture, says, Purge me with hyssop, and I shall be clean. Wash me, and I shall be whiter than snow. But Isaiah saw himself in a very weak position, and certainly the 1 Corinthians tells us that God is looking for weak man. God desires to do great things for weak people. He's not looking for people that have great ability, but he's looking for people that have availability. He looked in the time of Israel, in the days of the city of Jerusalem here, as he spoke to Ezekiel here in chapter 22, he couldn't find a man who was willing to stand in the gap. He couldn't find one that was willing to pray. He couldn't find one who was willing to go out and do the job that needed to be done so that the land would not be destroyed. Today he's looking to you in a nation, in a country, in a world where people don't have a great knowledge of God. The Bible says, Awake to righteousness and sin not, for some have not the knowledge of God. I speak this to your shame. And so God is challenging us today. He's not saying that you have to have some great ability. He's not saying that you have to be able to do some special things. He said, you know what? If you'll just be willing to stand, if you'll just answer the call. And if we read in Romans chapter 3, in beginning with verse number 10, Romans 3 and verse 10, Romans 17, beginning with verse, I am messing it up today, but I'll get it right. Romans 10 and verse 13, it says, For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. How then shall they call on him in whom they have not believed? How shall they believe in him of whom they have not heard? And how shall they hear without a preacher? And how shall they preach except they be sent? As it is written, How beautiful are the feet of them that preach the gospel of peace and bring glad tidings of good things. But they have not all obeyed the gospel, for Isaiah saith, Lord, who hath believed our report? So then faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So right now we're seeing that God is calling people to stand in the gap. There's a call given to Isaiah there in Isaiah chapter 6, and the Lord's call was, Who will go for us? And Isaiah answered the call, and he says, Here am I, send me. not necessarily talking about going out to some great mission field, but rather it's talking about going out to the people right outside your doorsteps, just going out into the neighborhoods. There's a song that says, "Out in the desert, hear their cry," and talks about calling the sheep who've gone astray, far from the shepherd's fold away. And it says, "Bring them in, bring them in, bring them in from the fields of sin." And we are to go. The Bible says, "They that sow in tears shall reap in joy. He that goeth forth and weepeth, bearing precious seed, shall doubtless come again with rejoicing, bringing his sheaves with him." That certainly is our responsibility. You know, we stand in the gap in prayer. We stand in the gap in service. We stand in the gap of helping others. We stand in the gap of soul winning. The Bible says, "They that be wise shall shine as the brightness of the firmament, and he that turneth many to righteousness as the stars forever and ever." We can stand in the gap in the area of giving. You see, if someone doesn't give, there's not the money for people to go. And if people can't go, people can't hear. And if people can't hear, they can't believe. And if they can't believe, they cannot be saved. So we have a tremendous responsibility. I wonder if you'd be willing to stand in the gap. Will you stand in the gap in prayer? Will you stand in the gap in service? Will you stand in the gap in soul winning? Will you tell others about Jesus? You know, he loves you. He died on the cross. If you've never trusted him, the first thing you need to do is to acknowledge that you have need of a Savior. Just tell him right now that you are sorry for your sin, that you believe that Jesus Christ died on the cross in your place, and you want him to come into your life to forgive you from your sin. You believe that he rose again from the grave, and you want eternal life. And the Bible says, "For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." I encourage you right now to come to the rock.
If you do not have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ, are looking for a church home, or simply have a prayer request, you may contact us by email at PastorLauren@Duno.com or 303-421-9329. Again, that is PastorLauren@Duno.com or 303-421-9329. Please reference "Lead Me to the Rock" in the email's subject line. Our address is 3540 East 31st Avenue. Sunday school begins at 10 a.m., fellowship time at 10:45, and the church service at 11. A food bank is also provided on Sunday morning. Lead me to the